I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist, with your daily relationship nugget. Are you hurting? Are you in pain right now? Are you emotionally exhausted? Have you been repeatedly wounded by a loved one and have shed copious tears over the months and years? You are tired. You are exhausted. Have you been disappointed over and over again by your lover, your spouse, or significant other in your life? Through all this pain, the stress, and misery, you have cried and cried and cried, and sometimes leaving you sapped of all energy. Now you feel as though you have no more tears left to cry. You have said all that could be said. You have pleaded. You have discussed. You have begged. You have argued. And you have reasoned. But to no avail. You insisted that change take place. Nothing happened. You got on your knees. You cried. You wept. Nothing happened. You have compromised your values, maybe, changed your lifestyle, and perhaps even joined another church just to see if it would make a difference. But it did not. You even went hungry to bed, had no lovemaking that you want, avoided purchasing clothing, changed your dress style, changed your hairstyle. But you are still in the relationship and nothing has changed. Perhaps you have a few chronic illnesses due to the long-term stress, hypertension, diabetes, whatever, and you're still there. What should you do? Is it time to leave? Is it time to give up? I want to ask you a few questions. Is it worth staying? After all these years of pain, sleepless nights, and serious physical illnesses, do you think God's still expecting you to stay? Do you feel trapped now because you have given up so much, so long, and you feel there is nowhere to turn? Do you feel weak now because you only stayed there because the pastor told you that you were required to stay despite the physical and verbal abuse? Do you feel torn between your belief and how you feel? Are there different voices around you? Voices and different forces telling you and quoting scripture to you to make you feel guilty if you leave this painful relationship? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I want to encourage you to be bold and do something to make yourself happy. Yes, it's now time to make yourself happy. And here are a few suggestions. If you have not done so yet, seek professional help. Usually people in very long patient relationships need professional help. A well-trained therapist can help you sort out your feelings and may have strategies to bring healing to the relationship. Sometimes even seeing a trained pastor or friend or counselor may even be helpful. Number two, write a letter to your partner about your pain and hope. Remember to focus on your feelings and not on what the other person has done. Use the I word instead of you word. I am hurt when you call me names. Don't say, you always call me bad names. Point number three, talk to a trusted friend, a pastor, who is confidential and supportive. Point number four, if you have done all you can, then know that you have the power to chart your own course. You are not an animal or little child. You are a grown adult. Hold your chin up and move forward. Yes, it might mean leaving the comfort of your house or your car. It might mean depending on another family member to provide. However, you will have peace of mind and your physical and emotional health will get stronger. Truthfully, sometimes just leaving temporarily can be helpful. Another important point, require or demand or insist that your partner gets help before you consider thinking about whether you should return. You do not want to end the relationship, but you don't have to stay in the mud. So you insist there is counseling, and you see change. There is the stopping of drinking or drugs, and you see change. That's important. Number six. Say to yourself, God made me complete, unique, special, and with a purpose. Say that again. God made me complete, unique, special, and with a purpose. Therefore, I don't need anyone to be somebody because God made me somebody. So don't stick around in this mud, pond, and mess because you need that person to make you somebody. You are already somebody. And here's the last point. Rise up and change your life. Even if in the bottom line you think you should remain or don't end the relationship, you can't stay in it this way. God expects you to make a difference. Demand change in the right way. I cannot accept your behavior like this. Therefore, here are the conditions I will be moving forward. If you're willing to do that, then we can talk about our relationship. No more tears left to cry. And if you're crying now, wipe them away. Someday, you'll find peace and hope, and with the power of Christ in your life and through the power of prayer also, I'm sure you'll find help. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.